We want to talk now to the former BBC Royal Correspondent, Jenny Bond. Hello, Jenny. How are you today? Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Nice to talk to you. Derek Mooney here, Jenny. Thanks for taking our call. I believe there's some news from the palace.
There is some news from the palace. Some news that so many newspapers and magazines and royal watchers have been waiting for such a long time. Yes, we can say Kate is pregnant.
Hooray! It's great news.
Indeed. Well, it's good news, isn't it? I mean, it's the perfect end, really, to a wonderful year for the royals. It really isn't good form to try and upstage other members of the family, so it wouldn't have been good form to get pregnant while the Queen was celebrating her Diamond Jubilee, but that's pretty well done and dusted. So they've got the timing absolutely spot on, and everything seems to be sort of perfect, except the poor girl has this dreadful morning sickness.
Now, how bad is morning sickness? I've never suffered from it myself, I have to say. But
you haven't? No.
Yeah, no, I've suffered a lot. And it must be very bad if she's been taken. Well, I know they treat her very specially anyway, but is she on a drip or anything like that in hospital? Do you know, Jenny?
I don't know if she's on a drip, but obviously it must be extremely bad to be admitted to hospital and to be expected to stay there for a few days, I think. I mean, you can lose an awful lot of body weight with bad morning sickness. But one thing they do say, actually, is that if you suffer from this acute morning sickness, you're more likely to have a girl. So I don't know whether that's the way it's going to work out. But I'm sure she'll recover. I mean, she's a good, strong girl and just going through a bad time in these early weeks.
Well, I see David Cameron has just tweeted that he's delighted by the news and they'll make a lovely, a wonderful couple, a parenting couple. So there you go.
I think they will. You know, it's perfect timing, as I say. And I thought it was rather interesting that just last week they were in Cambridge and William was handed a tiny little baby grow that someone had made specially. And I noticed that he took it from the person in the crowd and folded it up and gave it to one of his assistants. I thought, well, he took special care of that, didn't he? So I guess he knew it was going to be needed.
Yeah, they would have known. How long would you say she's pregnant? Because you wouldn't just announce that overnight, would you?
Well, very many couples wait till they've had their 12-week scan when it's pretty safe. You've gone through the danger period. So I don't know, but I'm assuming she's something like 12 weeks, maybe.
Well, Jenny, thank you very much indeed. Much appreciated. That was Jenny Bond, former BBC Royal Correspondent. And in fact, if you cast your mind back to this time last year, we spoke to Nicole Buckler, who's the editor of Old Moore's Almanac. It's an Irish magazine which has been offering its readers predictions for 250 years. And among their predictions for 2012, Jedward will propose marriage, Julio Iglesias will make a comeback, the Pope, the Duke of Edinburgh, George Bush Sr., Jimmy Carter and Dick Cheney will die. They didn't get any of those predictions correct yet, but they also told us that Prince William and Catherine will have a baby, and there's the news today.